You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
A new interpretation of The Color Purple is coming to Los Angeles, and we're going to talk to two of the stars. And then we'll check in with ensemble member Jennifer Lynn O'Hara about her trip to Simi Valley to see Guys and Dolls.
It's curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. Our radio host and theater enthusiast, Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran, Will Armstrong. Welcome. Well, we are so excited to talk to some of the cast members of The Color Purple. But first, let's get into some L.A. theater buzz.
For our listeners who might have a Disney dream of their own, Disney on Broadway is holding open call auditions. Disney Theatrical Productions will hold open auditions for its current and future productions of the award-winning musicals Aladdin, Frozen, and The Lion King in Los Angeles on February 15th through the 17th in Downtown Dance and Movement. Visit DisneyOnBroadway.com/casting for details and casting breakdowns. The regional production of The Color Purple is playing at the Greenway Court Theater in Los Angeles, November 9th to December 9th. The Tony Award-winning musical features a book by Marsha Norman based on the 1982 novel by Alice Walker.
And we are thrilled to be talking to Seeley and Suge, Gabrielle Jackson and April Nixon. Welcome to West of Broadway.
Yay!
We appreciate you, ladies. We know that you are probably just right in the thick of it right now with rehearsals because the show's opening really, really soon.
Yeah.
How is rehearsal going, by the way?
It's just frustrating because it's so fast, you know, and it's a big, big show. But, you know, as performers, we always seem to pull it together at the last minute.
Right. There's a thing, I think, about the magic of even just right before opening night. I think the week after, you know, the technical elements really settle in, everybody's together, and then that week right before opening, everything just kind of falls into place. I think that's the magic of theater, all of the elements coming together and all of the people coming together as well.
Do you feel like there's just something inside of you that kind of knows what to do at this point? I mean, you guys both have amazing bios that just sort of knows, okay, this is what we need to do. You know, it's showtime and it's happening whether we're ready or not. And you just kind of jump into it and go with it.
Yeah, I believe as long as you know the story, you know your journey, you pretty much know the characters, then you should know which way you're going down this
right.
road.
Absolutely.
So, right.
It all will, it's like a puzzle, you know, you know the pieces, you know what the picture looks like, now put it together.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what's happening.
Sure. Lara and I recently had the pleasure of seeing the national tour at the Pantages Theater, and it was such a wonderful, beautiful production. How does that feel? Yes, it's a period piece, but I feel like its message is so timeless. Do you feel a huge responsibility with telling these stories?
Well, personally, I feel a really large responsibility, especially since Cynthia Erivo, who is one of the most incredible performers I've ever had the pleasure of experiencing. She and there's such a long line of women from Fantasia to Miss LaShawn, all of these people have made this role something incredible and powerful and something that does have the ability to speak. And of course, you know, it's such a well-written score and there's so many incredible songs, like I'm Here is just this declaration of independence. And there's so many beautiful moments in the show that are, you know, captivating and incredible. And especially with, you know, the way they're being directed now, but there's this long line of women for me that has come before me who are these dynamic performers. And so now I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to give you Cynthia. I'm not going to give you LaShawn, but I'm going to give you the very best Gabrielle Jackson that I absolutely can.
Absolutely. Tell me about What is different about this production? I know that the national tour that we saw, it was very stripped down. It was very, they used chairs as set pieces and in different ways. Right. Like, what's the interpretation like for this production?
Well, with this interpretation, this is April, by the way.
Yes.
If you can't tell, I have a sexy deep voice.
You do. I love that sexy deep voice.
With this version, I love the fact that our fearless leader, our director, choreographer, Jeffrey Polk, is actually telling the story of Alice Walker's Pulitzer Prize winning book. So you're going to get more of a developed characters as you would have if you had read the book. And so for those people who actually read the book, you're going to see the book. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to see the relationship between Suge Avery and her dad. You're going to see the relationship between Mr. and Suge and why he's so in love with this woman and why she's so crazy about him and also why she keeps leaving him. And Sophia's character and Celie's character, you know, she really developed these characters in the book, and that's the version we're doing. It's a combination of the shows in the movie, but it's more of the book. So even if you haven't read the book, it delves in, and we sort of break the fourth wall, which has never been done.
Nice.
Right.
So nobody's going to be ready for that. It's very, very, very intimate.
I'm doing like the slow clap right now because I said to Will when we saw the tour, I said, I loved it, but I feel like there's so much more that I want. You know, I wanted some more time with some of those storylines, and I love that we're going to get it when we come to see you in
That's
this.
Wonderful.
Oh, you're definitely going to get this because it's, first of all, it's 99 seats, so it's a lot closer.
Yeah.
It's a lot more intimate. And the set itself, which I absolutely love, is you feel like you're in a shack in the backwoods in Mississippi, you know, and it's going to bring a certain element, the tone, the colors to the audience. You're just going to feel like you're in the middle of a plantation.
Absolutely.
Walking this walk with people, with the cast, rather, with the characters.
I love it. You're in a plantation, but really you're in the heart of Los Angeles. I love it. What are some of your favorite things about being here and performing in the city?
Well, I am here. Oh, go ahead, Gabby.
No, go ahead, April. Go ahead, because you're all the way from New York.
Well, I came out here from New Jersey.
Nice.
And I was doing a show at Sacramento Music, and I was pretty much led to jump. Just come out here and take a chance. Mm-hmm. You should be here. I did, and then The Color Purple landed in my lap. I've been trying to do this show since 2005, all incarnations of it. And so the fact that I'm actually getting a chance to, at this stage in my life, this transition in my life, play this character who is really so close to home for me in a lot of ways, it's cathartic, you know. Yeah, this is great that I'm doing this piece. It's beautiful music. It's well written. But it's the story. It's the text. It's the book. It's such a strong book. It's not just a musical. The book is just as strong as the music as far as I'm concerned. And that's really why I've always wanted to do this show, because of the text, because of the dialogue, because of where we are now in today's society, women being treated a certain way, you know, how men view us, how we view ourselves, how we come together to support women, each other, you know, how we lift up our men, how we raise our children, how there was once a community and, you know, and we've kind of lost that. And this shows love. Love is love is love is love, as Lin-Manuel would say, you know, and it's just emotional. And I'm happy to be in L.A. at this time in my life. I get some real vitamin D and I get to dig into something that's, you know, heavy.
Yeah, still like summertime, actually, in November here in L.A.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, my goodness. And Gabrielle, what do you love about performing in L.A.? And then we'll let you guys get back to rehearsal.
Oh, I absolutely love the fact that there is so much going on in the city and everything is so close to each other. I've always been like so anti Los Angeles as far as like coming into, because I'm from the suburbs. I'm from Orange County, so I'm definitely like a suburbia girl. So coming into the city was very strange for me, and I always joke around that I'm not super into the city life. It's very fast. It's very hot. There's so many people. But what I love about this is that everything's so accessible. And so now we're in the heart of Los Angeles. We've got this gorgeous theater, Greenway Court Theater. It's so small, so intimate, and they're, it's so readily accessible for people to come and see exactly what it is that we have to present. You know, I've done shows like, you know, out in Sonora, where you're in Northern California and you want your friends to come and you ask them to come, and some of them do, and they have like a cool wine tasting weekend. But this is like, oh, you're down the street. Every mm-hmm. time that I say anything about the show to anybody and I'm talking about where the theater is located, they're like, oh, you're right down the street. You're right down the street. So the accessibility, and especially in the area that we're in, because we've been doing a couple of student previews as well.
Okay.
And a lot of the students that we've Greenway has a great arts alliance, which is why the show is so closely mirrored after the book, so that the students that are reading the book can see the book live, which Jeffrey did such an amazing job of. But a lot of the students raised their hand and were like, we've never seen live theater before.
Wow.
And so for a show to be of this caliber and with this team, we've got Patrick Gandy, we've got Jeffrey, we've got April, who's got this incredible resume, you know, there, and Miss Carol, who's from the original Broadway cast, and Miss Lynette, who's from the tour. Having theater of this caliber in this space right now, I think is so important, and to have it so that everyone can get to it, no matter where in Los Angeles you are. It's but a car ride, but an Uber away. I love
yes.
that.
But a trip down Fairfax.
Yeah, right down Fairfax.
Exactly. But a trip down Fairfax. Away,
well, I know it must be just take everything you have to go on this journey every night as these characters. But thank you, April, and thank you, Gabrielle, for bringing Seely and Shug to life and telling this incredible story in this production. We have some friends that are going to be there opening night on the 10th, and so they're going to call us after they see it, so we'll get to talk about your amazing performances. So congratulations,
nice.
and thank you for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you
really,
so
really
much.
Do.
Take care.
Thank
Have
you
a
so
beautiful
much for
rest
having
of your
us.
Sunday.
Thank you.
You too. Gabrielle Jackson, April Nixon.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much, ladies. Bye.
And those of you listening, tickets are available online at greenwaytheater.org/thecolorpurple. You're listening to West of Broadway with Will Armstrong and Lara Scott.
We are so happy to welcome a member of our West of Broadway ensemble back to the podcast. And it's fun because we're building a whole wonderful group of theater lovers to help us cover shows here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And actress and author Jennifer Lynn O'Hara is our very first one, my friend JJ. Welcome back to West of Broadway.
Hey.
Hi. Yay. I'm so happy to be back.
Yeah. And fresh off of seeing Guys and Dolls last night, we're recording this. I was like, what day is it? Sunday, November 4th. But you saw it last night, right?
Yeah, I saw it last night, November 3rd. It was opening night for Guys and Dolls at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. And it was presented by the Actors Repertory Theater, Simi Valley.
Wonderful.
What was your initial impression of the production? Because they're going classic with this one.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this is a classic. This is an old favorite. And my first production, my first thought was, you know, I'm always a little hesitant when I go see a classic because it has some pretty big shoes to fill from previous productions, including a production of my own history, which I have a secret to share. hopefully we'll be able to fill that in today. And so that was my first. I'm always a little leery going, okay, how is this going to play out? But let me tell you, it was great.
Yay.
That is so great to hear.
Yeah. And you have these expectations of the characters because we know them so well. Because Guys and Dolls, it's part of the Great American Songbook as far as musical theater goes. But these guys did not disappoint. Miss Adelaide, oh my goodness, this woman should be on Broadway. She's amazing. Sarah Brown, you can see her on TV, but she's also one of those that should be on Broadway. She was literally amazing, and they're just playing right up the road in Simi Valley.
How were her Hot Box girls?
They were adorable.
Excellent. And how was the choreography for the entire, for all the gangsters and whatnot?
It was fantastic. And the interesting thing about this venue is that the venue itself is gorgeous. It's got a history all in itself. And the stage is actually very small. So
okay.
I was wondering how are they going to launch this big production on a really small stage. So the choreography was done very well. It's they do it in shifts, and so they'll bring three or four dancers up while the other dancers are going towards the back, and then it looks like the entire stage is dancing when only three or four people are dancing at a time.
Super.
And very lively.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to Marlon Brando, how hot was Sky?
You know, Sky was tall and handsome.
Excellent. Cool. So, that's how I like my skies. All right, good.
Like, that's worth driving to Simi Valley. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, JJ, because that is a drive for you. How did you hear about the show, and what was it that prompted you to make a long drive on a very busy weekend for you?
Well, because I was looking for musicals that were out of my normal area, and if that meant I had to drive a little bit, then great. I was actually filming in L.A. yesterday, so I figured it would be perfect for me to just drive up, you know, a little bit further up north and see this in Simi Valley. And Guys and Dolls, I have kind of a special attachment to Guys and Dolls. So here's the secret part that I kind of teased in my social media. Guys and Dolls was one of my very first big musicals. I was a hotbox doll.
Uh-huh.
And it was also the musical that gave me my very first real boyfriend.
Aww.
And he was a gambler. So, of course.
It was doomed to the start.
Did you say in real life or just in the play? Yeah.
In real life, in the play, he was the gambler. But he took a gamble on me, and he was my very first boyfriend.
Aww.
And so, a little fondness in my heart for Guys and Dolls.
I was going to say, yeah, a little trip back down memory lane for you probably watching that last
night.
Yeah,
very much so, yep.
Well, what is, you know, was there a standout moment or actor or, you know, something about this that, you know, maybe somebody's thinking, okay, that sounds kind of good, but, you know, why should somebody go see this?
I would say just to see her name is Dawn Michelle. She plays Miss Adelaide. Just to see her is worth the drive alone. Whenever she's on stage with other people, she is a standout. But when she's on stage alone, she's captivating. And you fall in love with her, and she has a voice that fills the entire venue without, and it doesn't even look like she's trying. And you just want to be her friend and help her, you know, get over her cold.
Exactly. Well, I mean, when I think of Guys and Dolls, I think of the revival with Lorna Luft, and like she was so incredible and such an iconic star, and that role is so hilariously wonderful and fragile and beautiful, and so that makes my heart sing that that she doesn't disappoint. So good for her.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And they really, of course, the show itself, it's really Sarah and Skye's story as far as, you know, who's the lead and who's the supporting characters. But in reality, it's Miss Adelaide and Nathan Detroit that you just fall in love with because of who they are, their characters, and then how these actors portrayed them. Gosh, they were amazing. They were standouts.
Oh, I'm so glad
Fantastic.
To hear that. That always makes my heart happy to hear about another one that's just a smash, like a home run, when you go see it and you love it.
It's called the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. The show opened last night, November 3rd. It's running through December 9th, so
Great.
Plenty of time to get tickets to see it. And tickets are at simi-arts.org.
Wonderful. And JJ, congratulations to you for your role on The Kids Are All Right, which is like smash hit of the new fall TV season.
Thank you. It was so much fun, and everybody connected with the show is amazing. So tune in, ABC.
That's
yes.
fantastic.
All right. Well, we can't wait to hear what you see next and what you do next, and we'll keep an eye out for you on Instagram at Jennifer Lynn O'Hara. Have a beautiful afternoon. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
JJ.
Thanks, JJ.
Thank you, Will.
Bye.
Talk to you soon. I'll text
Bye-bye.
You later. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I love her.
Isn't that fun? I feel like we get to live vicariously through all of our friends that we're sending out to see mm-hmm. all of these different shows. And it's great to hear about them, but there's nothing better than talking to someone who was there in the audience that felt, I should have asked her like what the audience reaction was, because that's really fun, too, to hear if they're into it.
Right. But I just love that we have to resort to leaning on our friends who love musical theater, because
there's so much.
How much there is in the city.
Yeah.
And that you can't, like, for us to have our day jobs and to do that, it's near impossible. but to share the love of musical theater with all these friends is so incredible.
It's really wonderful. We're going to have an ensemble of hundreds
at
this rate. That's amazing.
Hey,
I hope so. Well, thank you so much for joining us here on West of Broadway. You can catch up on previous episodes at westofbroadwaypodcast.com. We hope that you will subscribe on iTunes. Thank you for doing that. And reach out to us anytime if you think there's a show we should check out or talk about. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lara Scott Media.
And I'm Will Armstrong, PR, across all social platforms. Thank you so much for joining us here on the podcast. And if you are looking for us, you can find us just west of Broadway.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.